Lesson 4, Unit 1, 第一单元第四课。在本课里面，我们要复习本单元所学的要点，就是 Have you got? 再一个呢，要掌握用 Have you got, Has got 来向对方借物，或者到图书馆去借书，或者到商店去买东西。我们都可以说 Excuse me, Have you got? Now please look at 3, 请看本课的第三个练习。
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to borrow a videotape, but it's not on that shelf.
I guess somebody else has borrowed it.
Could you find out who has taken it?
从这段对话里面我们可以发现是发生在什么地方呢?
Yes, in the school library.
也是在图书馆里面。请注意，这个图书馆呢是一个综合的图书馆啊，里面不仅有图书还有音像。
May I help you?
那么这个人一定是图书馆的管理员
Librarian.
Yes, please, I want to borrow a videotape, but it's not on that shelf.
男孩说，我想借一盘录像带
A videotape.
A videotape?
And we can also say a video.
But it's not on that shelf.
但是不在书架上。
The librarian said, I guess somebody else has borrowed it.
Guess,
意思是 think.
I think somebody else has borrowed it.
美国人经常用 guess 来表示 think.
So I guess somebody else has borrowed it.
我想一定是有别的人把它借走了。
The boy said, could you find out who has taken it?
然后男孩有礼貌地问，你能否帮忙找一找是谁把它借走的?
Who has taken it? The librarian said,
Sure, what's the name of the tape?
当然可以。What's the name of the tape? 这个录像带的名字叫什么呢?
Chicken Run. Chicken Run.
Wait a moment, wait a minute,
等一会儿。
Let me find it on the computer.
我在电脑上找一找。从这句话我们可以看到这个图书馆是非常现代化的。啊，不仅有图书，还有音像制品。而且它的管理呢是电脑在管理。
So let me find it on the computer. Or here it is. It says David Smith has got it.
David SmithHas got it.
这个地方的 got 相当于
David Smith has borrowed it.
啊 ,David Smith 借走了。
Thanks, I know David.
谢谢，我认识 David. OK? 那么同学们可以根据这种对话来模拟两个同学之间啊装扮，一个装扮作为图书馆的管理员，一个同学去借某个方面的书。然后也可以是到其他地方去购物，也可以用 Have you got?
Now, would you please have a try?
好，大家不妨试试看。在第三课和第四课里面出现了一些重要的语言结构。好，下面我们把它简单给大家归纳一下。
Please look and learn.
One,
borrow and lend.
Borrow 和 lend 都是借的意思，但是 borrow是借过来，借进来。Lend 呢，是借出去。请大家比较。
Can I borrow the book from you?
Can I borrow the book from you?
我能够向你借那本书吗？那这个我是要借过来。那么这句话也可以说
Can you lend me the book?
你能否借给我那本书？所以这个 borrow 是借来借进 ,lend 呢是借出去。
I 是 borrow,
要借用这个东西的主人。
You
是这个东西的主人而把它给借出去。
So, pay attention to the difference between borrow and lend.
请大家注意在用借的时候千万不要用错哟。
The second, return. Return means go back or come back.
它一个呢可以表示回去归来，
For example, I come back home at 4 every day.
我每天四点钟回家。
I come back home, 我们也可以说 I return home at 4 every day.
本课里面的 return 是表示 give it back, give back 是归还的意思。
For example, here it is, but return it to me in 2 weeks, please.
好，这本书借给你，但是记住 return it to me in 2 weeks, please. 一定要在两天之内还给我。
Return it to me in 2 days, please. So here, return means give back.
这个地方的 return 表示归还的意思。Go on.
Forget and remember. Forget is the opposite of remember. Forget 是 remember 的反义词。Forget, 忘记。Remember, 记住。Now, please look. Remember to return it to her.
要记住把它还给他。
Remember to return it to her.
请记住把那个东西还给他。意思是
Don't forget to return it to her.
你不要忘记把这个东西还给他。
Grandma forgot to take the book with her when she left.
奶奶在离开的时候忘记把这个书随身带走了。好，这个地方的 forget to do something 意思是忘记干什么事了。
Granny, you've bought a dictionary of this kind for me already. Oh, sorry, I forgot buying you one on your 15th birthday.
请注意这个地方的 forget.
Granny, you bought a dictionary of this kind for me already.
奶奶，你已经给我买过一本这样的字典了。哦，对不起，我忘记我在你15岁的生日给你买过。请注意 forget doing something 意思是我忘记我曾经做过什么事了，就是我忘记已经给你买过。所以注意啊， forget to do something 是忘记要干什么， forget doing something 呢意思是忘记曾经干过什么事。 The next
Leave
表示 go away 离开的意思。 For example
She left Guangzhou last night.
她昨天夜晚离开了广州。
She left for London last night.
她昨天夜晚动身去伦敦。请注意 ,leave somewhere 是离开某地。
而 leave for somewhere
是离开动身去某地。So, she left Guangzhou 是意思是她离开了广州。
She left for London.
是他动身去伦敦。
So, we can also say, She left Guangzhou for London last night.
他昨天夜晚离开广州去伦敦。这是 leave 的一个用法，表示 go away, 离开的意思，动身的意思。Leave 还可以表示把什么东西留在什么地方。For example,
Grandma left the book on the chair in the yard.She forgot to take it with her when she left.
奶奶把书留在院子里的椅子上了。
She left the book on the chair in the yard. She forgot to take it with her when she left.
当她离开的时候忘记带走了。所以这个句子的意思呢就是相当于
She forgot to take it with her when she left.
The next. Pay 的意思是付钱，付钱买东西。For example,
Grandma had to pay for the lost book.
奶奶不得不要赔她所丢的那本书，要赔偿她所丢的那本书。
So pay for the lost book.
注意 pay 后面可以接人或者是付的钱。For example,
She paid 6 yuan.
意思是他赔了六块钱，他赔偿了六块钱。
She paid the library 6 yuan.
他赔给图书馆六块钱，他赔给留图书馆六块钱。
She paid the library 6 yuan for the lost book.
他为他那本丢掉的书赔给图书馆六块钱。
Missing 丢失了。 My notebook is missing.
我的笔记本丢了。它的意思相当于 My notebook is lost.
也可以说 My notebook is gone.
So my notebook is missing, my notebook is lost, or my notebook is gone. 意思是一样的。
请比较。I have lost my notebook.
意思是我丢掉了我的那本书。
那么丢掉的书 the lost book, 也可以说 the missing book.
Alright, so much for Unit 1, 第一单元我们就辅导到这里。